The Maghreb. This is Central Asia through Africa. My name is Jerry Wright. Episode number 9 is here. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. The Maghreb is usually defined as much of North Africa, including much of Africa's Sahara, and is defined as the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia. Although the traditional definition of the term, Maghreb, is limited to the eastern part of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Morocco and parts of Syria, it has expanded to the disputed territories of Libya and Egypt, as well as to other regions such as Syria and Iraq. It excludes what is considered the Mashrek or, eastern part, of the Arab world in the western and eastern Mediterranean. Arab invaders from the east arrived in the 7th century AD, when they conquered large parts of North Africa. Under the rule of the Berber kingdom of Numidia, the region was somewhat united, but an independent political entity. The Roman Empire took control of most of this region, sparing only a small part of its territory, but not the whole. Although the invasion was originally religiously motivated, it acquired a political dimension in the 7th century AD with the arrival of the Arabs from the east. Arab domination of the Maghreb began to wane in the early 16th century, when the Turks succeeded in gaining control of Egypt in 1517. The Turkish occupation of this territory formed a basis for the western expansion into North Africa, although Egypt was not normally part of the Maghreb region. Once in control of the region, the Turks appointed many political regentiles, whose names are associated with modern Africa as modern Africa, including Algeria, Tunisia, and Tripoli. Turkish troops, however, were unable to subdue Morocco, which remained an independent state under Turkish control. During this period, the Berber world was mostly divided into three states, roughly corresponding to the regions of what is now Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya, as well as the Maghreb. In the 19th century, France, Spain, and later Italy colonized areas of the Maghreb, and several waves of European immigrants influenced the population. Many of the people living in France today live in Algeria and Morocco, as well as in Tunisia and Libya. Local Jews also live in France, as well as in Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and in Egypt. The area is designated as designated territory under the auspices of the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Middle East and North Africa. Jews and Muslims tend to live side by side, and Jews from other parts of the Middle East and North Africa have also settled in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. The Arab Maghreb Union was established by Algeria, Libya, Mauritania, Morocco and Tunisia to promote cooperation and economic integration in the common market. The union implicitly included Western Sahara in Morocco's membership, but ultimately had only one member, the Republic of Morocco, and a small number of non-member states. Tensions between Algeria, Morocco and Western Sahara have flared up again in recent years, exacerbated by the unresolved border dispute between the two countries. The growing cross-border security threat posed by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant has revived calls for regional cooperation. But the calm may not last long, and events have at least shaken Algeria and Morocco. The Maghreb is the starting point of the conflict between Algeria, Morocco and Western Sahara and the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which has reached its most dangerous stage. The region includes Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia and Libya, all of which are part of the Middle East and North Africa, the Maghreb region. After gaining independence from the colonial rulers in the 1950s and 1960s, they pursued a policy of self-determination, with the exception of Western Sahara, where they share territory with Algeria. In addition, the Maghreb includes the disputed territories of Western Sahara, largely controlled by the self-proclaimed Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic of Sahara, and Western Sahara, a Mediterranean region largely under Morocco's control but controlled from Spain. In Berber, Tamazgha refers to the land traditionally inhabited by Berbers, and Maghreb is also written as Maghrib. Once it included Moorish Spain, today it mainly includes Morocco, Algeria, Mauritania, Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and parts of Tunisia and Egypt. The weather in the Maghreb is characterized by prevailing westerly winds that release most of the moisture from the northern slopes, leaving little to the southern slopes to sustain the desert scrubbing that turns south into the true Saharan Desert. The Maghreb, which in Arabic is called Maghrib, which means western, is the region of Morocco, Algeria, Mauritania, Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya, which is specifically covered by the Atlas Mountains. It is derived from the meaning, set, to be hidden, and is used in English as a metaphorical use of, to be eclipsed. It is also used to mean, to put, to hide, in Arabic and also in French. This has been Central Asia through Africa. Episode 9. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.